Shalom Aleichem and Shavuot Tov. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi continues for Hey Ba'av. We are in the first chapter of Beitza, Mishnah Vav. Beit Shammai Omrim. Beit Shammai says, Ein Molichin Chala. We do not bring Chala. Now, this is not a loaf of bread. This is the portion that's separated from a dough that's prepared and given to the Kohen. It's a form of Truma, as we explained in Masechet Chala. So we don't bring that. Umetanot, or gifts, L'kohen b'yom tov, to a kohen b'yom tov. Now, these gifts we're talking about are portions of an animal, any animal that's slaughtered, even outside of the temple, that are given as gifts to the local kohen. And they're the zeroa, l'chaim, and the keva, the right front leg, and the jaws, and one of the stomachs. Now, Beit Shammai continues, Bein shechurma b'emesh, whether you actually separated these yesterday, emesh means yesterday, before yom tov started, Bein shechurma b'yom, or if you separated them on the day of Yom Tov itself. Uveit Hillel Matirin. And again, Beit Hillel allows this to give challah or the other matanot to a kohen on Yom Tov itself, even if they had technically been separated the day before and theoretically could have been given erev Yom Tov. Amar lahem Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai says to Beit Hillel, Gezeira Shava. Our opinion is based on a Gezeira Shava, which is one of the methods of being explaining and expounding the Torah. But here they're using it in the sense of as a logical comparison. Chala umatanot, chala and these parts of the animal, matana le kohen, they're a gift to the kohen. Utruma matana le kohen, and truma, as we learned, is a gift to the kohen. Keshem she'ein molichin et truma, but you can't bring truma to the kohen in Yom Tov. Kach in molichin et matanot, so too you can't bring chala and the other parts of the animal. Amru lahem Beit Hillel. So Beit Hillel said back to Beit Shammai, lo, it's not a logical comparison. Ima martin betruma, you're talking about truma. Shaina zaka b'chamerata. You cannot, you don't have permission to separate truma on Yom Tov. Tomru b'matanot, you're going to compare that to these matanot, to the challah and the parts of the animal, shazaka b'ramatan, that you are allowed to separate them on Yom Tov itself. So what's going on in the background here is, as we explained in Masechet Trumot, Truma, that the obligation to separate the Truma from your crops is when those crops are finished. So when you've done the finishing steps of the agricultural processing, maybe it's heaping it, maybe it's smoothing down the heap, you know, having it set aside that it's done. So there's a step of processing needed to create the obligation to separate Truma. And that processing, whatever it is forbidden to do on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, we can prepare food, but we don't prepare our grain to go into the grain silo. Therefore, there's no, you can't create the obligation to separate Truma on Yom Tov, unlike the gifts, where if you need some dough, if it's big enough, you do have an obligation of challah, and if you slaughter an animal to have fresh meat on Yom Tov, you do have an obligation for the Kohanic gifts. So that's why Beit Hillel does not accept Beit Shammai's comparison. On to Mishnah Zion, Beit Shammai Omrim, Tavlin Nidochin B'modoch Shel Eitz. If you want to grind spices on Yom Tov to put into your soup or your cholent, you can do it with a modoch, a pestle of eitz. Now, normally, they would use stone. Stone is harder. Eitz is a shinui. It's a change from the normal way of doing things. So Beit Shammai says, since grinding generally, not for food purposes, is completely forbidden, so when we grind for food purposes, we should use a shinui so you don't come to do any forbidden grinding. They go on hamelach bepach uveitz haporut, and salt, we're talking about a clump of salt, like maybe salt from the Dead Sea, well, that's not really edible. Talking about clumps of salt, and you should have really ground it erev Yom Tov, because your salt's not going to lose any flavor. The spices, we understand, you want to grind them right away, so they're fresh right before you put them into the cholent. But the salt, you could grind it last week, it's still going to be good. It's not going to spoil. So Beit Shammai says you need more of a shinui. He says use a pach, a flask, like the bottom of a Coke bottle. I don't know if they had Coke bottles back then, maybe. Uva eitz, or a wooden spoon, haporut. That's a mixing spoon. So you shouldn't use a pestle at all. You should use something else, you know, like the back of the spoon, as a shinui. Beit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel again is mekel, tavli nidochin kidorkan. Spices, you can grind them normally. You need to have fresh spices to enjoy your Yom Tov cholent. B'modoch shel evin, using a grinder, a pestle of stone. V'melach Modoch shel eitz. And when you're grinding salt, you could have ground the salt yesterday. So let's have you make a little bit of a shinui if you're grinding it on Yom Tov itself, and use a wooden pestle, not the normal stone pestle. Yishar kochachem, shvotav zayizunt.